Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, beautiful humans, and welcome to episode 27 of Crowversation. That felt really good to say. It's been a while. It's been a minute. So sorry about my absence. I don't know if any of you keep up with any other aspects of my life, but most of it fell apart towards the end of last year and beginning of this year. So, I'm not even going to go into it. I don't even really remember what happened. I think I've suppressed it mostly. So, I'm in a much better place now. Just kidding. I've been through therapy and I'm in a really healthy place now. And I'm ready to fire up Crowversation once again. Obviously, I have a fire lit under my ass by the recent shit that's going on with Instagram. Whether you follow me or not, you might have seen, if you are following any part of this industry, that my Instagram account was deactivated mid-April or so. It was long. 3 weeks, I had no Instagram, no real way to make money. But I did get it back in the end. It was great. I got it back on a Friday night. Woke up on the Saturday morning. Oh, it's already gone. It's been deactivated again. Twice. And then I woke up on Sunday morning and was back again. So I'll leave you to form your opinion on how Instagram made that decision. But I actually do go into it in further detail inside this podcast. This is a cracking podcast. Podcast, you guys. It's cracking. It really is. It's with an awesome lady who's been really vocal about all this campaign, etc. She's been sharing my petition that I've had going to get Instagram to meet with me. If you want to sign that, I'll put it in the description. She's been generally promoting the campaign, helping out other sex workers that have been impacted by Instagram's shenanigans. Let's say that. And she's been really, really vocal in sharing the form. So if you've had your Instagram deactivated and you believe that you haven't broken any of the terms of service, generally everyone, there's a web form that you can fill in. I'm making a list of everyone to take to Instagram and hopefully review all the accounts because it's fucking people up emotionally, financially, career-wise, everything. It's unfair. It's really unfair that other people get to post things because Instagram gives them special privileges and others post the same things and get them removed or deleted. But I'm not going to go into it now. I'm going to wait for the juicy main part of this episode of Crowversation with the fucking awesome Tommy Rose. You may have seen her about. She's a performer. She's a model. She's a badass. She's really sweet. Really, really sweet girl. And really, really passionate about this cause. We have a nice little rant for about an hour. It's very cathartic. But yeah, I know you're going to enjoy it. I know you're going to love it. I am so thankful to all of you for continuing to support me. I promise now Crowversation is up and running again. It will be out every 2 weeks from today. And I promise not to apologize at the beginning of every fucking episode because I've left it too late. I've actually stacked up some episodes now because I'm an adult and that's what I do. But I won't keep you waiting any longer. If you want to keep up with the campaign or generally me, you can find me on Instagram now again. Woo! You can find me at Cats and Crows, KatsAndCrows. I'm also on Twitter under the same name. You might not be able to find me if you search for me on Twitter. They shadow ban. They won't admit to it, but they do. So if you have no like followers in common with me or following in common, then you won't find me. So type in twitter.com/catsandcrows, same spelling as Instagram. And yeah, join this noisy little fight. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Now, we are having a protest, which I know everyone's been asking loads about. The date is going to be the 24th of May. That is a Friday. We can obviously only do it in the week because Instagram's open in the week. It's going to be in London at the Instagram HQ. I'll release details closer to the time, but let's get ready, guys. This is a call to arms. I'm fighting for you. Come fight with me, and it's not going to go away. As you're going to hear about in this podcast episode, the impact is real and it's rippling out across the industry and across the world. Got to stand up for what's right. All right, beautiful humans, please enjoy episode 27 of Crowversation.
When I was growing up, all my role models were male. I didn't see anyone I could relate to in the press, online, anywhere. Now, I'm surrounded with the most phenomenal women. They've each endured unique hardships and survived. More than survived, they thrive. But still, women are not equal in the world, not represented in the media, not treated equally online, and still subjected to sexism in everyday life. Alternative women especially are more a hashtag than they are real humans. I want to change that. I want you to see the women I see. I want you to hear them. This is Crowversation.
Hi, beautiful humans. It's Rebecca Crow here for the first time in ages. Sorry for the radio silence, but I'm back and it's most likely inspired by, I'd say, Instagram deleting my account. So today I thought I'd bring on an awesome, awesome lady who's been super involved in the sex worker rights campaign that I've been running and generally just fighting for the rights of humans and awesomeness worldwide. It's the beautiful Tommy Rose.
Woo-woo!
Hey girl, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. Well, I'm a bit angry, obviously.
We could be better.
We could be better because last night, my Instagram was deleted again. You've experienced this as well, haven't you?
Indeed, I have.
How did it make you feel? Did it make you angry? Because I'm pretty mad.
Well, mine was really weird because I was actually on my Instagram when it happened. Like, it logged me out.
Tell me what happened.
Like, I was literally on it. And I was posting a story and it logged me out. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Tried to log back in and it was gone. Your account's been deactivated. And I was just like, hello? Like, what?
Did they tell you any reason or anything? Any nothing. Emails?
I had nothing until I did the little report thing where you send in, like, the appeal.
Mm-hmm.
I had to send in a picture with me holding the bit of paper with the number on it and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then they didn't reply to me.
Oh.
So I was like, no, thank you.
It's quite rude.
I was like, I'm not having that. That's not on. So I sent another one. I got a bit pissed off. I sent another one. And then they replied being like, unfortunately, we have decided to fully deactivate your account.
No.
And I thought, what? And then I got really upset because, as you do, you're like,
yeah,
this is like,
it's a big, big part of your work.
Yeah, it's like my whole career. Like, it's all my fan base, like everyone I talk to, how I get jobs, like
yeah,
how I book
contacts.
Things. Like, everything's on there. And so then, oh God, about 2 a.m. that morning after that happened, I just started sending paragraphs and paragraphs in emails.
Oh my God.
I was literally spamming the email that had replied to me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't even care anymore. Because if they've deleted my account, what have I got to
do?
It's like,
done.
I was like, I can't do anything.
Fuck it,
else.
Girl. Angry yeah. Women. People think women shouldn't get mad and like react emotionally, but like, I think it's a good
yeah.
thing.
I was nice in the beginning. I was like, hello, please can you help me? My account's been deactivated. I don't think it's right. And then it was like, wait, mate, I think you fucked up here. I think you fucked up. This is disgusting. But I did go on like massive rants about like discrimination and like everything and sex worker rights and how other people that I know had been deleted, because at the same time, I went, Bliss went, new Mistress Bliss.
Yeah, Mistress Bliss.
Her account got deleted at the same time as mine. So we were both emailing and I was saying, look, just fuck it, just send them what you can.
Yeah.
Like, we might as well just go at it, like, full force.
Absolutely.
And then they emailed me the next day saying sorry for the inconvenience. And I got my account
And they
back.
Changed their minds?
Yeah, but Bliss didn't.
Oh my God. And it seems so random,
mm-hmm.
like, do you think you were talking to a real person or do you think it was automated?
I'm not totally sure. In the beginning, it was definitely automated. It was like, hey, your account's been deactivated. And it was the same message everyone gets, like the whole, like, for these reasons, look at our community guidelines, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, that doesn't matter. Mm. Like, I haven't done any of these things.
Exactly.
Like, what is this? Yeah,
that's the main point, isn't it?
And then once I realised the emails, when you send in, like, your appeal, you get your own specific email. Ah. It's, like, a load of numbers and letters at Instagram. And right. I'm guessing that's their, like...
Like a case.
Yeah, like a case is open. Get it. So I started replying to that loads. And then when they sent the inconvenience one, it said, like, I can't remember what the name was. It was from a name instead of, like, just from Instagram. Yeah. The name. And I was like... Oh, okay.
Person.
Yeah, like, I'm talking to someone here, because I'd spammed it so much. Good. I thought, oh my god, they must have just looked at it and been like, whoa. 69 emails from me, like, oh crap. But, yeah, I don't know. Like,
and then they gave it to you back.
They gave it to me back, and then I've been shadow banned ever since.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
I think it's so ridiculous. There's so many of us now that have had our accounts deactivated. There must be so many people in exactly the same situation mm-hmm. as you and I. It's very similar to what happened to me. I didn't get any emails or anything either. I just, I got it back on, what is it, Saturday? I got it back on.
What day is it today?
Friday night. It was Friday night. And it must have been Saturday night that it was deleted because it's Sunday now.
Yeah.
So, oh wait, I have my account barely 36 hours.
Yeah. Like, I was saying to you earlier, I literally went to tag you at something on 2 a.m. because I'm insane, clearly.
Oh my god.
And I couldn't find your account. And I thought, what the fuck? Oh no, I must have typed it wrong. And then I was like, oh no, it's gone. I was like, no! And then I was like spamming it straight away. I was like, no one's probably noticed.
No one's noticed yet. I was asleep.
Then you texted me, like, my account's on.
I was so frustrated. Honestly, it's so similar with me though. Like, I didn't have any interaction with any people, and this time that it's been taken down, I'm convinced it must be a person.
Oh, same.
Because it's 2 days after it was brought back online by somebody, and I got a personal, like you said about mm-hmm. the emails. I got a personal email from a person at Instagram. So why is it gone again? Why would they bother reactivating you again?
It makes no sense.
I would post those and embrace the rules, which makes you think so much it's a vendetta. Do you think somebody is at Instagram with a vendetta against us?
I never thought so in the beginning. I was like, okay, they're just trying to enforce this policy and it's just gone a bit wrong. Like, they don't know how to enforce it and it's all, like, up and down and it's,
that's
like,
what I
they're
thought.
Not really understanding it. And then when that happened, I was like, but you haven't had your account that long.
Mm.
You haven't posted anything.
No.
It makes no sense. Like, and then I went onto mine and I couldn't post, so I haven't been able to post today at all.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's
somebody's gone down a list, haven't
they? I think someone, like, goes in there and thinks, oh, wait, she's been reactivated. Well, I don't like that. And it's like, you're gone.
That's all they can do.
It has to be.
They can literally just do that. And, like, they never give, like we said, they never give a reason or anything.
No.
So I think a lot of people just wouldn't know to even, like, appeal it or anything, or to fight for it like you did or
because
I did.
Because they've taken that off now, though.
Have
someone,
they?
Yeah, because, oh, no, I can't remember her name. I tagged you in it when I was like, can you please post on the form where your account's been deleted? She was like, where's the form to appeal?
Oh.
So before it used to say, click here and appeal the thing.
I had that today.
Yeah.
But the first time that I did get deactivated, I didn't have that either. I had to go on the browser. For 2 weeks, it said, sorry, there was a problem.
Yeah.
And then the next week it said, your account's been deactivated.
So it makes you think there's, like, an error.
Yeah.
So you don't think to even appeal it.
Exactly. It's definitely been done.
Because
if it was gone down via reports, if it was an automated service, surely it would just tell me I've been deactivated, not that there was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like someone's gone, oh, hide that account from, or just, because it kind of still existed, didn't it?
Yeah, it was still there, like sometimes your picture even mm-hmm. showed up, and, like, your name came up.
Yeah.
But then for other people, it came up as, like, Instagrammer or whatever with, like,
exactly.
no picture.
I think this, I've heard this so, so often mm-hmm. in the sex worker community. Like, everyone seems to have a different experience, don't they? You've spoken to a lot of people online about it, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
You've been really vocal. What's, like, got your goat? What's really, like, riled you up about this?
I think, like, earlier you said to me, like, you don't really understand it until it happens to you. And it was same with me. Loads of people were getting deactivated around me. And I was kind of going, oh, but I haven't yet.
Yeah.
I haven't yet. And that's really mean of me. I should never
I'm the same. Like, I just didn't realise the scale of the problem.
Yeah. And you never thought it would be you.
Because you just don't.
Yeah. I used to look through my pictures and be like, oh, well, I post that and they posted this and I haven't got deleted. So why have they? That's really strange.
That's true.
And then when it happens to you and you realise, oh my god, this is like my whole life, mm-hmm. my whole career is not based, because obviously we do have other social medias, like we do have Twitter,
exactly.
and we do actually have our like our fan sites and stuff where people sign up. But if we don't have Instagram, we can't show people them
it's websites. It's the biggest platform, isn't it?
Yeah, and if we don't have that, then we disappear on part of the internet, and that just can't happen.
This is exactly why. People keep saying to me, like, oh, just why can't you leave Instagram and go on another social media platform, or why don't you just boycott Instagram, etc., etc.
Yeah.
But I'm always saying to people, this is the biggest platform. We rely on it heavily because everyone's on it. It's the best way to advertise, and why should we be excluded from that just because they don't like our content?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, exactly. Why should we go and find another platform? Why should we put all the effort into building up another fan base just because someone doesn't like what we're doing? You know, it's just, it's so unfair, and people are always coming up with these bullshit excuses, being like, oh, go on then, go do something else, like, why people have been really have anyone reacted like negatively to you?
Oh, you get the whole thing of, well, now you have to stop getting your tits out and get a real job. And I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna, because sometimes it's exhausting to argue with people that they kind of, they pick the argument, but they don't actually want your side. They already just have their side, and that's
they
it.
They have their side, and they just feel like they're... And people that hold their opinions on things that they don't have any experience in.
Yeah.
That really frustrates me, like, as well.
For some people, like, I don't know, it's kind of, I'm bringing family into it now. When it happened, like, my dad was like, well, yeah, it's not a real job anyway. My dad is sometimes like that.
Not quite gets it.
Yeah, whereas my mum's like the complete opposite.
Yes, mums.
Yes. But he was like, yeah, well, you know, you don't really do much anyway. Why don't you just get a real job? And I was thinking, you don't see what I do, though.
Mm.
You don't see how much it's helped me. Like, if I hadn't had this job and expanded so much and become what I am today, I would have no money.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to live. Like, it is a real job, and I think people don't really understand that if they're not in it.
Fully.
Like,
can they? Exactly. No. I think people need to be more open to hearing our experiences, don't they?
Exactly.
And that's why we're doing what we're doing today.
Yeah.
We want to spread the word. Tommy, how did you get into sex work then? I feel like that's a really interesting story you have.
It's kind of, I don't know, it kind of evolved, which, again, I'm going to bring my family into it. Okay, we'll start
They're involved. Family should be involved.
Yeah, we'll start from the beginning. So, my dad used to be a pastry photographer.
Awesome.
So, when I was younger, I was exposed to, that sounds really weird, not exposed weirdly, but like,
not in just, a creepy way.
No, there was just a lot of
just there.
Naked people around. Yeah. But it wasn't, like, weird. It was
no,
just,
it's
like,
not sexual. It's people sexualized. No. People, when they have their boobs out, they expect them to be sexualized, but they're not. It's a job.
No, exactly. And it was my dad taking pictures in a studio of, like, women, and my mum would be around. Like, it was fine. And that was just when I was younger. And then as I grew up, I think that was, like, kind of ingrained into me, like, a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Your sense of acceptance, I'm sure, was more, wasn't it? Because you've just seen it more. Like, it's exposure, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, like, my parents were always very, like, open with everything. And
that's
I could always go and talk to them about anything. It was never one of them, like, hush, hush, like, like, can't talk about sex, can't talk about, or, like, if I ever had anything, I'd be like, Mum, like, what is this? Like,
that's so great.
Yeah. But also, going off topic, I remember when I first got my period, my mum went, you can have babies now. That's the first thing she said. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
So that's the kind of family I'm
from.
I love
her. I love her already.
She's amazing. But yeah, so my dad was a pastry photographer. And then, so as I grew up, I was kind of already exposed to it, like, it was there. And then my friend was a photographer. I was, like, 16, 17. She was, like, doing her, like, college-y type situation. She wanted me to model. So I did. Obviously, it wasn't, like, nudie at that time. Yeah. But I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. And it reminded me that my dad used to do photography. And I thought,
so the leap was there.
Yeah, it was there already. And then I got obsessed with lingerie.
Yeah.
Obsessed. Like, any money I had, I was like popping on down to La Senza.
I used to go to La Senza.
Yeah.
This was an English underwear brand store, if anyone has heard in the UK.
But it exists now. It still
Does
exists.
It?
I think it's American. Like, they've moved it.
Oh, maybe I was wrong in that then. Maybe it wasn't just the UK.
Yeah, I don't know. Ooh, but it definitely
I used to love it. It was like five panties for £12, so it wasn't.
Exactly. And I used to go in there and be like, ooh, look at my little satin pink underwear.
Yes.
Like, throwing it around, and my mum would be like, congratulations, what are you gonna do with that?
Yes.
Like, and then the next photo shoot I had, I was kind of like, oh, like, should we do some, like, lingerie underwear?
Yes.
Like, this would be confident. And because I always kind of had that openness, I was never, like, ever scared about doing modelling like that. It was just normal to me.
Yeah,
like, it
I
just
feel the
came
same. Yeah, just being naked is just normal, very normal to me.
If anything, having clothes on and modelling is different.
Likewise, yeah. I don't know what to do.
I'm like, where do I put my hands and what do I do with my face?
Do I look
like,
normal?
Do I?
I don't know.
I always make a sexy face.
Yeah, even if I have a like sexy face.
I'm like, oh, okay. Like, try and be
aware.
And the eyes come out, and you're like
ping. No.
But then my first proper photo shoot was for Front magazine.
Love
it. I was 18. Aww. I sent them pictures, and they were like, calm down. Like, the next day, they were like, come to this place in London. I don't remember where the fuck it was. It was like some house that they'd rented.
They always rented weird old houses, but it worked.
Yeah,
right?
It really did. And I was like near a window, and I remember I had like a palm tree like half sticking out my butt. And I remember being really uncomfortable, being like, this must look good. Like, and they put the caption as something like, oh, she's lost her pants at a window.
Yeah.
Oh, cheeky. And I was like, oh my god.
I miss those days.
Same.
What did happen?
Oh, yeah, that's like a different
that's
story.
That's a whole other story.
So that was like my first thing. So my first actual like proper modelling thing was Front. Like, and then the dreaded thing happens where you get a boyfriend and they hate you.
Yeah, and they don't want you to do it.
And they don't want you to
do it. I've had a few of those.
And they're like, if you carry on doing this, I'm going to dump you.
Ugh.
If you carry on
doing this,
you're a slut.
Like, such a shame that people try and like shame us in that way.
Yeah,
especially someone that you care for and supposedly cares for you.
It was a strange situation, especially because like he found me through my modeling. So I was kind of
I've
like,
had this also where people we've met through social media and then, you know my job.
Yeah, you found me through my job.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I do. Why are you now saying I can't
you
do
can't,
my job?
Doesn't know.
What do you want me to do then? I'll just give up my whole career, yeah, and just go over here.
Sure, I'll just be what happens.
And then 18-year-old Tommy said, okay, we will do this then.
Yeah.
And I did, and it was awful, and it lasted years, unfortunately.
No.
So
it brings you down there, doesn't it? Like, you do get stuck in those situations.
Yeah, like, I was stuck in it, and I thought, like, when you're in that kind of thing and you're young as well, and you think you're, like, in love.
Yeah.
Like, you would do anything.
Mm.
So when that happened, I was like, okay, yeah, okay, I'll quit modelling. Yeah, okay, oh, fine. And then it was gone. And I don't even remember what I did after that. I kind of floated around in that weird thing where you don't really want to do anything else, but you have to find jobs to...
Yeah, to keep you going.
Yeah.
Because that's how life works, new money, right?
Yeah. So, oh yeah, I worked in a bar, I worked in Witherspoons, then I cleaned a hospital. And then, what else did I do? Oh, and then I worked with children for 2 years.
Aww.
That was nice.
That's nice.
And it was cute.
Yeah.
But it wasn't what I wanted to
do. It's not you.
And in my head, like, every day I go to work, I'd be like, I love this job. I feel really bad. Because I'd be like, I love these kids. Like, and I mean, cleaning the hospital isn't the same. I didn't love cleaning the hospital.
Yeah.
But, like, I love doing these things. But in the back of my head, I was like, it's not what I want. It's really not what I want.
Mm.
Like, I can't keep pretending that I'm happy with this. Like, it's just not going to happen. I need to do something creative. I need to be out there. I can't go to work in a shirt and little trousers every day. Like, it just wasn't me.
Doesn't suit you.
No. And eventually, me and the horrendous ex broke up.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! And it was strange, because when we broke up, I didn't even cry. I was, like, relieved.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
You know all along what you want.
Yeah. It was just that, like, Okay, then
on to the next.
Yeah, and I moved home, and I thought the first thing I did that week, and I booked a shoot.
Yes!
And I started modelling again, and then I went to a rave. Like, well, it wasn't a proper rave, it was like one of them little ones in Brixton where you... What is it called? There's one where, like, you go up onto, like, a rooftop, and it's, like a beach, but it's
not. I don't
know,
in Brixton?
Yeah.
Outside,
it looks really...
Oh, I don't know,
terrible.
But I've heard of it in Brixton. Yeah. There's one in Camden too.
And you
but
go
yeah.
upstairs and it's like,
Palmer
really, like a beach.
Love it.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go again. I'd love to go again. But I remember seeing someone dancing in the cage thing. And I was like, I could do that.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to do that. And then I was like, but I don't just want to do that. I want to do like more.
More.
Like, I want to be.
It's the creative side, isn't
it,
performing.
Mm. I was like, I want to be on a stage. And I'd never wanted to be on a stage before. Like, in school, whenever I had drama, I used to be like, I'm sick.
Yeah, I was terrified of public speaking.
Same.
Oh, I used to just...
I absolutely hated it.
Mm.
Like, that feeling when they're like, and they call your name, and you're like,
like shaking laughter, you know,
and then you like go up there and then like you say it and it's as if it's not you speaking.
Yeah, you've lost control.
Yeah, and then fully. Oh, but that was me all along. And then when I saw this girl like dancing, I was like, why don't I just do that? Like, I had all this newfound confidence, which it was strange because I thought losing my relationship would take the confidence away.
Yeah.
But it seemed like the relationship was what took the confidence away. And yeah, when I lost the relationship, it came back.
It came back so quickly like that.
Yeah. So I started performing under my name, Bunny Delacroix.
Bunny Delacroix.
Bunny Delacroix.
I think that's how we met in prison, isn't it?
Yeah.
You came to the Disgrace audition.
I did. Yeah. And then I smacked myself in the face.
Did you see that?
I may have done.
No.
No, maybe not.
Oh my god, it was so embarrassing. I remember doing this and smacking myself in the face and being like, fuck.
Fuck.
And yeah, so, but since then, that's expanded massively.
Yeah.
And I'm quite proud of that, you know, like I don't ever really think about how far I've come from that, but it's only been like 2 years and I'm doing like so much with it.
Right. You've clearly got like the natural forte for it.
Which was just really weird.
What has sex work like done for you in terms of your life and confidence? Do you have any idea where you would be if you didn't have it?
To be honest, I have no clue what I'd be doing and that scares the shit out of me. Mm. Like, when I left the ex and I left that job, because that was when I worked with children, and then I did that thing where you go and get loads of tattoos and you're just like, oh yeah, fuck it, I'm free. And I knew that I didn't want a normal job again. I knew that.
Mm.
And I thought, right, okay, well now I actually can't, because no one will have me now.
Yeah, that's why I got my fingers tattooed. Yeah, well. I was like, right, I'm going to make myself never have an office job. Yeah. I can't have it. I'll die.
And I've seen like news articles about people that do that as well. And people are like, oh my God, how stupid. And
I'm like, it really drives you though.
It does, because you think, if I don't do something, I will not survive.
I thrive under pressure.
Yeah,
I feel like a lot of people in our industry do, because it's quite a stressful industry. Is. People say it's not a real job, but good God.
Exactly.
Like, look at me. I am so stressed human.
Stressed all the time. Yeah, like, I have no idea what I'd be doing. Because it got to the point, do you ever get them lulls? I don't know, maybe it's just me. No, it can't just be me.
No.
Where you're, like, laying there, and, like, it's been a bit crap, and, like, maybe your week, like, hasn't gone as planned, and, like, you're not...
Like today.
Yep.
For me.
And then you're not bringing in the money you thought you were going to have, yep. And then you start thinking about the money, and you're like, maybe I should just go work at Tesco.
Yeah.
And like, that's fine for some people. I'm not knocking Tesco.
Absolutely.
Workers.
If you've got ambition, you're working at Tesco, you want to manage that place.
That's cool. You own that shit. But like, in my head sometimes I go like, maybe I should work at Tesco. Maybe I should work at Poundland. And I applied one night for so many jobs. Right? So this is without a picture of me. And I've got qualifications coming out of my butthole, just to say, okay, right?
Oh, people always say that, don't they?
They're like, you don't do anything, that's why you do this. It's like, no, actually.
No.
I applied for all these jobs, and all the replies I got were like, sorry, we can't take you on right now, sorry, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking, oh my God, they don't even know what I look like. So that isn't even coming into it right
now. Really?
Like, I actually can't get another job.
You can't. You can't do it.
No. And then my mum always says to me, she goes, Poundland won't accept you, Lucy, so you have to carry on.
And I'm like, I love that as like a motivation. I applied to Sainsbury's twice when I was younger and I got declined both times.
No way!
Sainsbury's would not have me. Which is a supermarket here in the UK, for those of you who want.
Oh, it's true. Yeah. I keep forgetting that people don't
know. I know, I'm always like, guys.
And Tesco.
And Tesco, also a supermarket here in the UK. A cheap one, mind that.
Any supermarket, but we love one. Them. Not restricted.
Many. We love them. We love them.
I don't know what I'd be doing if I didn't have this.
You just don't know. I don't think I know either, you know?
And there's not any other job that I can think of where you get that creativity and you get to kind of manage your own hours. And I know it is stressful, so it's not like you just lay in bed all day.
Yeah.
But, like, if you do feel bad one day and you want to take a day to yourself...
You have that liberty.
You can. And, like, if you want to be creative one day and, like, I don't know, fucking throw around, like, 5 million feather boas and make a new act up and, like, pour blood all over yourself in the bath...
There you go.
You can.
This is why I love this industry. I feel like we can express ourselves so well. Like, I don't know a bunch of people who are more kind of, like... at peace with their own like demons, etc., because we really get to exercise them on stage, I feel.
Oh yeah.
Which is why I always campaign for like mental health, etc. I think it's very rife in our industry.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, like, this censorship is having a really bad impact on people in that way. Like, my mental health's definitely taken a knocking for it.
Same.
How's yours? Majorly. Yeah, do you think everyone else's has as well?
I think it's because we never really feel secure in these jobs anyway, as it is without this on top. We're always kind of, we're like self-employed, like we're working for ourselves, we book our own things, we find our own way to make money, we use Instagram, we use Twitter, we use whatever to sell ourselves and what we do. And when Instagram decides, oh wait, you're not valid anymore, get off the platform, your 700,000 followers, you can just go fuck yourself, basically.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it feels. Yeah.
Like, in your head, you're like, shit, I've lost that.
The whole thing. That's 9 years' work right there.
Yeah, and then your brain goes like, oh, crap, like, what am I going to do now? And it's a new form of stress.
Yeah.
Like, you're stressed anyway. Absolutely. And then it's on top, more stress. And I think that's what happened to me, like, lately, because I've been trying to do so much all the time. Mm.
You're always very active.
Yeah.
I'm so appreciative of all your help. It's so wonderful.
Thank you, babe. I'm just always so like, we must do something.
Yes, it's good. We need to get riled up.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And when I'm not doing anything, that like spare 5 minutes where I'm like, oh, I'll lay down. I look at my Twitter and I'm like, oh no, now I'm angry again.
Good God, damn it.
Damn it, shit. But I can't not.
Yeah.
Like, so
I can't afford not to at this point. Like, our whole industry's going down the pan.
Yeah. And if we don't fight for it now, we will lose it.
We will.
And I think people kind of think it will just disappear, like, that it will sort itself out and it will be fine. And it's...
No, I was hoping that up until my account got deleted. Because, obviously, it was getting worse and I saw it happening over the years, you know. But recently it's been a real influx. Like, daily.
Yeah.
People have been... being deleted or even like shadow banned, that has a massive impact as well. Like, this whole censorship thing is impacting our industry so hugely. Insane. And we know people who have children who they support through this industry, people who maybe send money back to their families, people who support people other than themselves. These jobs are being taken away from these people.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, just so much impact.
It's scary because it's... People don't realise, I've said it before, but like, people don't realise it's a job.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah.
And you do with your money that you make from your job what you do with any other job.
Exactly.
And it's like, oh, shit. Like, people have children, people have families, people buy food, people pay their rent, people pay their bills. Like, it's not just a case of, oh, you can't sell your nudes today, so you lose a fiver.
Yeah. No, it's a whole salary.
It's your career. It's your work. It's how you live. And without that, it impacts everyone.
Every part of your life. And people are always telling us to go and get other jobs. You know what? Sometimes you can't find another job, especially a job on minimum wage, which you would be entering on if you started a new career. You couldn't support your family on that wage.
No.
You would take a serious, serious cut, and the government's obviously not going to help you. And it's really fucking people up.
Yeah.
People are saying all these reasons why sex work isn't a real job. I challenge them to look at anyone's life and say that they're not really working and they're not really supporting their people. And so much more work goes into it than people think. I guess that's the one thing we really want people to understand is mm-hmm. all the behind the scenes, all the admin, all the planning, etc.
Yeah.
Like, what's some of the stuff that you go through, like, on a daily basis that isn't what people think? Like, I do admin.
Yep.
I do, like, planning for things. Just travelling to and from gigs.
Travelling's insanity. Like, because, like, bringing my dad back, that's what he was like, oh, I don't know why you're so stressed. Like, you don't do anything. And then I just looked at him and I thought, no. Usually I don't have this conversation. I just go, okay, and I walk away.
Yeah.
And I was like, how about we talk about this then? It's like, right, okay. So
that's good though. That's what we need to do with people, I think.
Yeah, and he did look at me afterwards like, oh, because I was like, right, okay. So I take pictures for my own website. I set up my own website. I've just started my blog. Like, I do all my social media. Then I travel to and from gigs and photo shoots, which is sometimes like 4 hours.
It's a long way, man. Like, sometimes if you travel abroad even, yeah, you know, it's a whole day.
It's insane. And then you have to go back to your emails, you have to like plan things, you have to also make sure that you have enough in a month that will suffice you.
Yeah, you have to pace yourself and plan things around other things and fit real life in.
Yeah.
And the outgoings on makeup and costuming, etc. And just the time spent,
yeah,
the amount of time, I think how much time I've spent just like rhinestoning things.
Exactly. I was gonna say, I literally spent £50 last week on elastic.
Oh, on elastic.
On elastic.
Oh, performer life.
And my mum was like, are you okay?
Like a giant bag of elastic.
Literally that out of like, hobbycraft. Like, come on then. This elastic.
See, I dare anyone to say this isn't a real job.
It consumes your everyday life.
It like, is, there you go. And it funds your life too.
Yeah.
It's a whole cycle.
And it is. I think it's one of them jobs where you don't ever really stop working.
Never. I work. Ever. I think Christmas Day is one of the busiest days of my year. I always have a sale.
Yeah.
You know? Exactly. It's wild.
And you're like online trying to sell it.
Exactly. Promotion, etc.
Like everything. And people were just like, oh yeah, well it's fine because you just like sell your needs like through like, I don't know, WhatsApp for like a fiver.
People are always saying, or people that, who argue against this work are like, I could do that. It's dead easy.
Yeah,
I challenge them to try.
Okay, then go on then.
People
my
love
friends.
A good argument against sex work. There's so many, isn't there? Like, oh, what is it about people? And they're always like, yeah, it'll be a real job if you paid your taxes.
Oh. I just don't know.
I don't understand how you think I can get away with earning enough to make a living and not declaring it.
Exactly.
Somebody would notice.
Yeah.
The government's really clever on this shit. They don't let normal people not pay their tax. Corporations.
We'll just
different now.
Side-eye that, shall we, for a minute?
Don't tell Starbucks to pay their tax bill if you shouldn't tell me. Coffee there. Loads of it. Apple.
Everything.
Every corporation ever.
But, like, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And I also don't know why it's just us that gets the tax thing.
I know. Why is it no other professions that handle cash and are trusted to declare their own tax? I think in the USA, I might not be totally right here, but everyone declares their own tax as we do here. You know how
really?
We have to fill in the form? I think everyone in the USA does it themselves.
Oh.
They trust everyone to declare their tax. So why do they not suddenly trust sex workers?
It's strange.
Very weird.
It's just because we're disgusting sex
yeah,
workers.
Yeah, shameful. Where do you think? Where do you think the shameful thing comes from? Because it's very much only on women, isn't it? If a male sex worker is a stripper or whatever, you can be in the sex work industry. There's so many jobs.
Yeah.
They don't seem to get the same stigma.
I don't know. It is really strange, isn't it? I don't know if it becomes a type of. I don't even know if it's right to say that it's kind of based in religion.
Yeah.
We are very, like...
I think that's true. I was having that conversation in the other day.
Yeah, like, in England especially, like, we're a very, like, Christian country as it is.
Mm.
And, like, I mean, I don't have a religion.
Me
neither.
My
mum's slightly religious, which makes it very interesting. but, like, it's when you're younger, it's like, oh, okay, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a nurse, you want to be a vet, you want to be whatever. If a child said, like, oh, when I'm older, I want to be a model, not even anything like this, but, like, I want to be a model, it's like, oh, you can do better than that.
Yeah, there's this idea that it's low.
Yeah, it's low because you're using your own body.
Yeah.
But then you use your own body to do every other job as well.
Exactly.
It's
people
labor.
Like, yeah, any labourer. Any physical labourer. Anyway, I had people do my kitchen recently. Are they not using their bodies?
Exactly.
They have to have knee pads on because they hurt their knees. I hurt my knees at my job.
You dirty labourer. Like, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Isn't it crazy?
I have no clue where it comes from. But then it's also the idea of the moment a woman takes her clothes off, she is less.
It's so true, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very much a female thing, because I don't know what it is, but I feel as though maybe the patriarchy doesn't like us owning our own bodies.
Oh yeah, because it's fine if they want to use it. Like a perfume ad, for example, where, who is it that comes out of the gold doodads?
The gold, oh, the gold, the liquid.
Yeah, you that know who I'm
talking
about.
It's like the J'adore.
Yes!
Like,
oh, J'adore. Charlize Theron, right?
Oh, Yves Theron.
She comes out of a like little gold thing and she's like basically naked, like all the gold on her, right? That's fine.
That's fine, because that's fashion.
It's fashion, and also and probably a
and
man
men
design.
Make money out of that.
Yeah.
Men ultimately are at the top of that industry, and they are reaping the benefits and the money created from that advertising.
Exactly. But if I went and did that somewhere, oh no.
Hell no, because you're that's reaping horrible. The benefits.
Yeah, because I'm doing it for myself.
Exactly. The government, the patriarchy, people who want to oppress women, obviously not all men, hashtag.
Oh god, but don't start
if you think this is aimed at you, then you're not the right audience for my podcast.
Exactly.
Or please keep listening so you learn more. But
learn.
Yeah, exactly. Like if men can't reap the benefits or see any benefit or make any monetary benefit from it, I don't think they'll ever permit it.
Mm. It's like how they want us to be sexy.
Yeah.
But then if we want to be sexy, it's like, nah.
No. Like, they will sexualize us when they want, not when we want.
Yeah.
Which is not how it should be. That's an issue of consent. It's very basic.
Exactly.
And they allow all these other 18 plus industries, gambling, etc. Have you seen on Instagram how they can... You can actually, there is an age verification software implemented on Instagram.
Yeah.
When you go onto a gambling, a bookie's profile, Ladbrokes, Paddy Power, Bet365, there's loads of other online betting sites. I'm sure they're different all over the world. But Instagram has a page that comes up that says under 18, over 18, you have to click one. And once you click one, you can't change your answer. So you can't do it wrong on one profile and then go back and change it.
Yeah.
Like, the age verification is already implemented.
It's already there.
So why... And they discriminate against another 18 plus industry.
Because that's the thing. The moment I read that article, is it like the TechCrunch one where they like said what was going to happen and everyone was like, oh shit.
Shit, it was real.
Like the moment they said that, I went on Twitter and I said, hey, Instagram, why if you want to do this, why don't you just implement a thing? Because I didn't know at that time that they had the ones I had no clue. I was like, why don't you just implement a thing where people just choose if they're 18 plus? And not even that, like, we choose if we're 18 plus as well.
We hide our profiles. Yeah. I'd rather have my profile hidden from children. Like, I don't want children to see it.
No. And it's the same...
I'm not a crazy person. We're not crazy.
But it's not like... Like, on Twitter, if you don't set your thing to show in censored content or whatever, you can get taken down if you don't...
If you don't declare that you have sensitive content.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's fair.
If that's the same thing and they put it on Instagram, we'd all be fine. We'd be like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I can't make money out of those children anyway. Like, I don't want to advertise to them. I don't want to.
No.
It's a moral issue. It's a financial issue. It's a legal issue.
Mm.
There's no way that... I don't understand where this narrative come from where we are harassing children.
Oh,
or we're a danger to
the
children.
Thing as well.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. I find it bizarre. In England, a law has been passed that will come into effect in July where we will have to complete an age verification check before we can view adult websites, like porn websites, etc. So we're either going to have to go to a shop to buy a pass or somehow implement our ID online and have a check, etc. How dumb do they think kids are?
Exactly.
Have they heard of VPNs?
Exactly.
Well, that's how we watch American Netflix.
Yeah. That's how they go on World of Warcraft when their mum turns their internet off.
Exactly. Like, she turns their internet off or like they can change server or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, kids are really smart. Kids have been buying alcohol underage and cigarettes underage since there's been an age limit on it. This is not going to help. This is only going to help drive the stigma against sex workers by making it more taboo than other 18 plus industries.
And then it will become more like the moment you say that you do porn or you're on clip sites or whatever, the moment you say that...
You've got that extra barrier there and people are like...
Yeah, like, oh my God, no, the children.
Yeah. It's made it into a real big issue. If you... I thought of this analogy the other day. If you started going into McDonald's and grabbing the staff and being like, help, quick, come with me! Escape! People would start thinking something's going on.
Yeah.
Even though there wasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
It's obscene. Like, if they put these rules into place to fearmonger us, and the media is obviously going to pick up on it hugely and spin it to whichever right or left or whatever you want to say direction they want to sell papers, that's all it's going to do.
Yeah.
It's not going to stop anyone watching porn.
It will still happen, no matter what.
Isn't it? And it's bizarre. Like, if you can go onto a betting website, make an account and bet without having your age checked.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Same.
I haven't even put my date of birth in there, I don't think. No. I could just lie.
Yeah, you can literally just be like, it's like when you were like 17, you were going to be 18 soon. You just put your, like, your birthday to the year before.
Yeah,
and you're just like,
you're like, eh, I just fine. Want people to think I'm 18 now.
Yeah.
I find it really bizarre. People really like make up these reasons without really thinking them through, don't they? I think another one of that is people confuse sex work with sex trafficking.
I had an argument with someone on Twitter about this.
Tell me.
It's so long.
Oh, go
did
on.
Did you see the? I don't know if you saw it. I didn't tag you in any of it because it literally went on for like 14 really? Posts. I was like,
I love it.
One of my friends, Violet, she posted, I hate seeing like other women tear other women down.
Oh, like, I hate it. It really makes me sad. Like,
yeah,
well, we've got enough competition already from the patriarchy.
We need
to stick together. Don't invent
same.
It.
Yeah, just don't do that. And someone responded saying, that porn and it was like porn and everything else and like glamour modeling and women that get naked are being exploited and that they don't choose to do it themselves. So I replied saying, no, that's sex trafficking.
Yeah, we are autonomous in our own choices.
Yeah, I was like, that is a part that does exist, that is real life.
And that's really, really awful part,
and
isn't
it? It is really, really awful and it's horrible. But the thing that we're talking about isn't that. Yeah. It's the bit where we all choose to, like me, you, my friend Violet, like the people I know that are on Twitter that sell their content, we all do it because we want to.
We want to.
And it went on forever.
Ugh.
She was quoting things about prostitution. She was saying that, I think she was from Brazil.
Uh-huh.
And obviously, I don't live in Brazil. I've never been to Brazil. I don't know the situation in Brazil. Mm. But she was explaining to me that in Brazil, prostitution is basically pimps and whores, you know? Mm. Like, it's not...
And that is bad, isn't it? Like, a lot of women... A lot of women do choose to enter that industry
mm-hmm.
On their own because they need the money, etc. Or mm-hmm. they've been put in a bad situation themselves, and that is their own choice. But also, it's like I said earlier, they can't leave that job because A, the law won't protect them. When they try and leave,
no.
they get arrested.
Exactly.
For being attacked. And they can't leave because any other minimum paid job will not cover them, not
it
look
won't
after
cover
them.
That money. No. You know? And she said that... I basically, it went on for a long time, and then I said the best thing we could do to destigmatise it would be to decriminalise it,
yep.
so that there would be rules and policies put in place where...
With us consulted.
Yeah, please. Where we could decide, like obviously I'm not a full service sex worker, I'm not putting down full service sex workers,
yeah.
maybe in the future I might even do it, I don't know, I'm
there
not there yet, like whatever, but... If we have our own choices to be able to do it and the law is with us and protects us and means we can do it on our own, then we don't need pimps.
Exactly.
We won't need
We'd
that.
Be protected we... from the people exploiting
yeah,
us, you know?
Like, and it just wasn't going anywhere. She was like, your reality is not real. She was like, you are in a bubble. I was like, no, I'm not. Like, I know what you're talking about.
I understand. Yeah, there are. But then it's not sex work in her country. If that's the case, then there are no full-service sex workers. There is only... Sex trafficking victims,
yeah.
etc. And there, if we put the power back into the women's hands, that would flip.
Yeah, exactly.
But people don't see... I think people really struggle to see something that isn't ever happened in their reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, everything's impossible until it happens.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying to her, like, I was like, I feel really, really bad that that is happening to you. And, well, not her, but, like, in her country and, like, to people that she knows. And I said, don't... stigmatize the whole of the industry because of what you see.
Yeah.
Because then that makes everything look bad. And
exactly.
It's not everything. She was like, porn and prostitution is one in the same.
Oh no. See, that's all just a very confused viewpoint, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's really where all the problems stem from.
Yeah, because people don't understand.
People aren't willing to.
No. And then the moment you say something and they're kind of like, oh, that might be true, they kind of don't want it to be true.
Yeah. They don't. People don't like thinking that they've been wrong all these years.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a nice feeling to find out, oh, shit, I've been wrong about that.
Exactly.
You know, like, I had it in the last general election in England. I was convinced Labour was going to win.
Oh, God, don't even start with that.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, so sad. But you do. I did live in a bubble there, and I'm always conscious of this. But I think, mm-hmm. as sex workers, as someone who is so kind of stigmatised by society and discriminated against by companies... We're so hyper aware of these issues
mm-hmm.
because we have to be.
Yeah.
We're so hyper aware of the content we post because we have to be.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that people think that we are ignorant or making it up or just in a bubble, I find very bizarre.
She actually did tell me to do my research.
Oh no.
And that's, I just kind of was like,
I have to. That's, I have to. It's part of doing my job.
Yeah, I was like, I'm actually in the industry.
Yeah.
Like,
I know people.
Yeah, like I do my research. Like I'm not trying to be horrible. Like I don't want to shout at you because I know you just don't understand it. Yeah. But like,
it's hard though.
Yeah.
The frustration is real.
And then I had a little breakdown.
See, this is exactly it. This is what the impact is having.
Yeah.
Just because people aren't taught about it and people aren't willing to learn about it,
mm-hmm.
which is really sad.
Exactly.
Where do you think it's going? Because obviously we've talked about how much it affects us and how fucked up it's going to get, but it's not just going to stop with sex workers, we think.
No.
It's going to keep going.
Well, I've already seen that... pole dancers are being taken down.
No.
Even the ones that don't do it as like stripping,
like pole,
they do it for fitness. Yeah, pole fitness. They're being taken down.
It's because the I guess if it is the algorithm, it must be just seeing skin, right?
Just I don't know though, because then someone posted a fully covered picture. It was one of them like kind of fuck you to Instagram.
Yeah.
Like I'm wearing all my clothes, like laha. But she was on a pole and she got her post taken down.
I find that so bizarre. Have you had any more stories of that? Of people being taken down for not anything?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I got my account shadow banned when it was just pictures of my face.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Selfies. Explain a shadow ban just for people, because some people won't know.
So a shadow ban is when you put your pictures up, and even though they're there and they exist, they won't come up in regular searches. They won't come up in hashtags.
Mm.
So at one point, even if you searched my name, I didn't show up, but my account existed, but you couldn't find me. Yeah.
So sketchy. They've done that to me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which Twitter claims not to do. That's a whole other story.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, because I kept posting things and I was like, why is my reach so bad? Like, why am I not getting anything? Like, I've taken all of my naughty pictures off of my profile to stop me being deleted again.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And it was literally just like nice little fashion shots and like portraits of my face. And I was still shadow banned. And I think
how
I have
bizarre.
Been now for like 3-4 months.
How do you know you've been shadow banned?
I mean,
it's just... You just have to keep searching your images and stuff.
Yeah, like, there was...
A lot of people probably don't know.
No, that's the thing. They just think that, oh no, no one likes my pictures anymore. Because I started tagging my pictures.
Oh god.
So to find it, because obviously all the hashtags we use are quite like broad spectrum. There's a lot of posts in them. And if you were to post something and then try and find yourself, it would be oh god, I can't find it. So I started hashtagging my post when I posted it with Chilly Down with the Fire Gang.
Yeah.
From the labyrinth.
Wow.
So it was just like loads of little pictures of red monsters and then my face in the corner, and I'd
that's
like
that's really cute. So you can find it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, okay, sick, that works. And I'd like delete the picture and post it again without that hashtag. So but like just to see if I could find myself.
Yeah.
But literally for the past like 3-4 months, nothing. But on my back.
So that's
account,
a good way to test.
Yeah. Just tag it with something like
obscure.
Yeah, or like 1, 2, 3 test or something.
Mm.
So like hashtags that only have 100 things in them or whatever, and
see if you can see
yourself. But then if you also tag your posts with banned hashtags, which they don't actually give a list of anywhere, but you can find one if you're online.
Yeah, I found a few. I think maybe not a few monster, but there's definitely no bra, hashtag no bra.
Yeah,
I think maybe, or hashtag
lingerie
hand bra,
gone.
Hashtag handbra, I think.
Yeah.
Lingerie's gone.
Lingerie's
no
gone.
No way.
Valentine's Day was a banned hashtag for a while.
What?
As was Dogs of Instagram.
Oh my gosh, how bizarre.
So
it's... So bestiality is not banned.
Yeah, we found that out.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, if it's like random things... And then they banned the Suicide Girls hashtag.
They did. I think it's still banned. It's banned under a self-harm.
Yeah.
Ban, though. I think it sends you, like, emails and then it sends a report to Instagram.
Because
and
it says suicide?
Yeah, because it says suicide. And I had a lovely lady, she contacted me, I won't reveal her name here, but she contacted me because Instagram had removed her account, saying that her self-harm scars from, obviously, her recovery was potentially triggering other people to self-harm.
Oh.
Therefore, she wasn't allowed to post about her pride, about her being
recovered.
But conquering self-harm,
Oh, wow.
Isn't that fucked up?
That's just another level of
censorship. Yeah, it's censorship, anything they don't like. Unfortunately, because they're a private company, very, very, very loose legal legs to stand on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, personally, social media has been around so recently and evolved so fast, the laws have not kept up.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. We're like, basically, if you want to go that way, we're like living in the Stone Age when it comes to social
media.
Exactly.
And like, they can make up whatever rules they want.
Yeah. And it doesn't really matter because the government will look at it or, like, whoever will look at it and just go, okay, well, that works.
Yeah.
It's working, fine.
Nobody's complaining about it.
No.
Which is why we're going to make noise.
We are.
Yes.
We're going to make all the noise.
We're going to make all the noise. We're going to be... oh, yeah, we're going to be protesting outside Instagram soon. Make sure you check our social media to find out when that is. That's going to be dope. But, yeah, it's just... it's so unfair and it's so obviously kind of discrimination against sex workers because mm-hmm. you see celebrities all the time who have clearly got a special flag on their account, etc.
Yeah.
I've seen Kim Kardashian advertise her perfume with just her hands covering her nipples.
Which
is a hand bra, yeah. which people get taken down for all the time. Yep. I've seen Nicki Minaj doing the same thing with a hand bra.
Yeah.
I'm making hand bra motions here in the background, guys. Obviously, you can't see this.
I'm throwing my hands around with everything.
Recording podcast, and I'm just like squishing my boobs here, demonstrating hand bras for Tommy.
Obviously. Oh, yes.
And I find it really bizarre. Chrissy Mack, good God, love the girl. She's a formidable fighter and strong woman.
Yeah.
But she is allowed to post full nipples on Instagram. She had a mesh top on that you could very, very obviously see her nipples through. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't taken down. And I've discovered that, obviously, that Instagram has a strategic partnerships department.
Yeah,
which is what it is on the tin. Is what it says on the tin. And although I am using this service, but through contacts that I've made through my career, through working hard, to get my account back so that I can basically fight this, because I don't think this should be fair. Like, it shouldn't just be for the celebrities. It should be for everyone.
Yeah, if it's for one, it's for everyone. It's absolutely not just pick and choose who you and want to get their nips out. And
the government, I think, would agree with me. Don't you think the public would agree?
Yeah.
A court would agree, which is why I think the law needs to change, because this needs to change.
It does. That's like today, I just was like, it can't carry on. Like, it really can't. It's just ridiculous now. Yeah. And it's boring.
It's very boring. Last night, this morning when I woke up, I was like... oh my God, here we go again.
Yeah, that's literally what it is, isn't it?
So bored.
Like every day, like I go on my Instagram and it does the little wheel and I'm like,
It's and horrible, isn't it? Like every time, it really adds stress to our lives.
Yeah. And then it just like rolls around for a little bit and then my account appears and I'm like,
oh thank goodness.
Fine. And then I'm like, I'm shadow banned anyway, no one can see anything, it's fine, don't worry. But yeah.
It's really disheartening, and you know what? It is almost in a way making me want to leave Instagram. Obviously, I try and fight now, but like, yeah, exactly, that's what they want.
We
cannot let this happen because they're gonna win. But we're such a strong community.
Mm-hmm.
We really can do something. We have huge platforms when we're not shadow banned or deleted.
Exactly.
But even when we are, people know us and people, I feel like, trust us.
Exactly.
You know, we all try and be genuine, authentic human beings.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been anything but myself on social media. I think people find that endearing. I think it's like one of the nicest communities. Obviously, like, you get your hints and stuff of a bit of weirdness and stuff going on and things happen, but you get that everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think this actually has brought us all together in
a way. It really has.
Like, I think I'm speaking to people that, like, I would have never spoken to.
I've met so many other great people that I've become close to very quickly.
Yeah.
Because we've both got the same cause in mind, you know?
And then you just end up talking and you're like, holy shit, like, why have I never spoken to you before?
There you go.
And I don't think Instagram realised that just because we don't have their platform at the moment doesn't mean that we don't exist in a community outside of them.
We're not going to take it lying down.
No.
We're strong women.
We are.
What can we do, Tommy, to fight Instagram, to fight censorship, and to make the world a nicer place for everyone, and stop discrimination against sex workers? What can we do?
I mean, you've still got your lovely petition
going.
Which is over 4,000 now.
Is it reached over 4,000? Yeah. I haven't checked today, but that's great news. I'm very happy about that.
I checked today because I was like, come on, we need to get out there.
Outrageous.
Like, the petition that we are going to take, but then again, to be honest, the way this is going, I think we're just going to go there anyway.
We're
going
to take it straight to Instagram. I've got my list of deactivated sex worker accounts. If you've had your account deactivated and you are a sex worker, anywhere in the world, male or female, go to sexworkiswork.webform.com. And then, it sounds like a superhero. And then you can fill that in, and I'm going to be taking that list also to Instagram when we do protest.
Oh, God.
What else can we do?
I mean, we need to just start having conversations. We need to open dialogues with people that don't understand. Like, I try and do it as much as I can on Twitter. Although, as I said, it is sometimes exhausting.
Yes.
But sometimes I can't keep away and I have to do it. I think it's just opening everyone's eyes to the experience and making sure people realise that even though at the moment it is just, well, it isn't just sex workers, it is predominantly sex workers that are being affected. it will end up being like Katie down the street in a bikini.
Exactly. Like, anyone in a bikini.
It will be like you on a beach with your family with like a slight bit of butt cheek hanging out. It will be like anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's deemed slightly sexually suggestive.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, that also really confuses me because is like a bit of leg too sexually suggestive?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I heard that just sitting with your legs open is sexually suggestive, but men do that all the time.
Oh.
Is it only sexually suggestive when a woman does it? Both of our genitals are in the same place.
Exactly. It makes no sense.
Regardless of what genitalia you have.
Yeah.
It's in the same place.
It's just a position that you sit
in. Yeah.
So I think you just need to have conversations, be open with people, try not to get angry.
Yeah, like I was thinking this today. It was very easy though when we keep getting beaten up like this. I had to meditate on my doorstep. I actually initially cancelled this podcast recording with Tommy.
You did.
I was so mad. Then I meditated on my doorstep outside and I was like, nope, I'm gonna smash the patriarchy.
I was like, it's okay, girl, don't worry. But then the moment she told me that she wanted to, I was like, yes, bitch.
I'm here, I'm on your doorstep.
I got on that train.
She was right here. Yeah, I think that's about it. Tommy, have you got anything you want to plug? You've got a new blog, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, we haven't spoken about it.
Let's talk about your blog.
So I started lifeasasexworker.com.
Love it. What made you?
It was one of them things where everyone's talking about everything sex work at the moment.
Mm.
It may just be us in our bubbles looking at it, but from what I see when I go on my Twitter, it's like boom, 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 boom.
Absolutely. Everything's going.
People are asking questions, but then people are also spreading false narratives.
Yeah, like misinformation.
Yeah,
it's the main enemy used against us.
Yeah.
People, like the sex trafficking thing, etc. All the arguments,
exactly.
The tax arguments, the real work arguments, like it's not a real job, it's all spread by media.
Yeah. So I started it to kind of make more awareness to certain topics. So at the moment on my Twitter, you can go on there and like type if you want to talk about a certain topic, and I'll try and make a post about it. Or if you don't want your name on there or whatever, you can email me, like it's cool. I don't mind. Even if you just want to like want me to answer a question on Twitter instead of writing a blog post about it, you can do that. But
that's
because
great.
I get so much of it on my normal Twitter and everything, I was like, why not? Like, people always say
to
me,
be more in depth in a blog, etc., can't you?
Yeah.
Give a bit more heart to it.
Exactly. And people always message me on Instagram as well. Like, the moment you say sex work, people think of like full service sex work.
Yeah.
And I've had people message me like, not that it's a bad thing, but people were like, oh, do you do tours when you escort? And I'm like, you don't understand.
You just
like,
misunderstood, clearly.
Yeah,
and like, that misunderstanding is going to lead to mistrust.
Yeah. So, as I am a sex worker, but I don't partake in that type of sex work, if I explain to you what sex work is, like, in its entirety, maybe you'll understand, and then that spreads.
Maybe you could have a list of, like, jobs in the sex work industry,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. That
exactly.
would be really useful to refer people to, you know?
Yeah.
Because we all get asked it a lot, don't we?
Yeah, exactly.
It would be nice if people be like, actually, there's a great post here on Life of a Sex Worker.
Yeah.
That you can read.
It shows you
I
what
love
it is.
This idea.
So, if anyone has anything they want to talk about or suggest,
love
you
it.
Can.
What was the address again?
It's lifeofasexworker.com.
Lifeofasexworker.com.
Yeah.
I like you've gone for the full domain as well.
Oh, yeah,
she's
I have.
Serious.
Full domain. I'm
hey.
And that why does it always happen at 2 a.m.? I was laying there
always.
At 2 a.m.
That's
and
my inspiration directs.
I was on GoDaddy and I was like, is it free?
I know, I just buy up URLs all the time. I love GoDaddy as well.
Exactly.
Daddy.
And then the next day I looked at it and I was like, what the hell am I going to do with that?
What have I done? But I feel like it inspires you. I feel like other people should do this. If anyone else is doing anything like this, get in touch with us. What's your social media?
It's, right, so it's TommyRose__ on Instagram and on Twitter. And I have my OnlyFans and everything linked on there. That's fine. And then it's lifeofasexworker.com is my website.
Amazing.
So,
Tommy, thanks for coming and talking to me.
No problem.
I feel like we've had a great chat. I feel like we've covered everything, right?
And I feel like I've just shouted at your face for like however long.
It's been a bit passionate talk.
Ah!
I'm into it. I feel like we need to get angry. Like, historically, women are demonized when we're angry.
Exactly.
But this is disproportionately affecting women. And you know what? Whether you're a woman or not, you should be mad about it because censorship is bad for all of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Whoever you are, it's gonna affect you.
Sometimes we need to get angry.
We gotta get mad, we gotta get shit done. Yes! So we'll see you all at the protest. You'll be there, won't you, Tommy?
I will be.
She will be. Alright, beautiful humans. Thanks for joining me again, and thanks for sticking with Crowversation once again. I know it's been a big gap, but I thought this would be a beautiful, beautiful subject to come back on as we both feel so passionately about it.
Indeed.
Tommy, you're a diamond.
Thank you.
Thanks,
so
beautiful
you.
Humans. Oh, thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.